Welcome to Shakespeare FC, The Words, a five-minute journey into the individual bits of language that were forged, fletched, hewn, and hammered, and sometimes crowbarred, into existence by our brilliant and witty Warwickshirean wordsmith, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. Today we take an imaginary trip to the medieval Basque kingdom of Navarre in northern Spain.
We gotta keep an eye out for any zany, wacky characters that pop up.
Oh, there will be plenty of those today. Somewhere between his identical twin mistaken identity, comedy of errors, and his magical pixie love drug fest of Midsummer Night's Dream, Uncle Will came up with his zany tale of Love's Labor's Lost. Sometime between 1588 and 1597, where, deep into the climax of Act 5, William came up with the word zany, but not as a verb, but rather as a noun. The play, in a nutshell. King Ferdinand and his three comrades vow to shun women and dedicate themselves to study, only to be promptly enchanted by the arrival of the Princess of France and her witty ladies-in-waiting. The men, Barone, Longueville, and Dumaine, each become secretly enamored with the Queen's ladies, Rosalind, Maria, and Catherine, respectively, and struggle to keep their vows. Their attempts to hide their amorous intentions become hilariously futile and comic, involving disguises and secret letters. Masquerades and mischief ensue, as the men's lofty resolutions falter like an inebriated clown on a tightrope. Their elaborate and frankly ridiculous disguises and antics create a maelstrom of misunderstandings and delightful chaos, with the women, sharp and resourceful as ever, seeing through the men's ploys and devising a playful retaliation. They exchange identities to trick the men, exposing their hypocrisy and lack of resolve. The zany antics come to a head in Act 5, where we come across Zany for the first time.
And Lord Barone, I thank him, is my dear. What will you have, me or your pearl again?
Neither of either. I remit both twain. I see the trick on it. Here was a consent, knowing aforehand of our merriment, to dash it like a Christmas comedy. Some carry tale, some please man, some slight zany, some mumble news, some trenchant.
My exposure to zany came earlier than Uncle Will's must have. I got it in Sesame Street. My niece in the theme song to her favorite cartoon.
It's time for Animaniacs, and we're zany to the max.
But back to España. Now, interestingly, Uncle Will only ever used Spain as a setting for this one play. The preceding Comedy of Errors was set in the Turkish coastal town of Ephesus, followed by the Athenian court in A Midsummer Night's Dream. So, why does that matter? Well, I'm glad you asked. Nearly a third of William's plays are set in a country he more than likely never set foot in, Italy. However, masked minstrels from Lo Stivale had been making their way across Europe for quite some time, spreading their unique theatrical shenanigans via their Commedia dell'arte troupes. A collection of masked stock characters, one of which was an astute servant and trickster hailing from the countryside. This character, known as Lo Stupido, was foolish, clumsy, dull-witted, and ridiculous, so one might even call him Zany, and that would be apt, as the character's name was Zinny. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time.
Shakespeare FC is a production of WGTE Public Media and is sponsored in part by a generous donation from the Cowie Family Fund. All previous episodes are available at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.